Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Khloe Kardashian joined us after the show last week, and she and her sister, Courtney, man, this reality TV is pure, dude. I mean, I don't know if it's like purely scripted, but the drama on it is pretty intense.
So I feel bad for Courtney, and I'm sure you know that too. I thought you guys agreed to revamp the store together.
We did, and Courtney told me she was coming out here to get everything set up. I had to come out here when Lamar was on the road.
I feel like you left her for dead out here to do everything.
You don't have a job, so you could come with Courtney and travel with her. My husband works, and I don't want to leave my husband, so you guys could travel as a family.
But you need to know that I also work all day long now.
What do you do?
I'm working. I'm opening my own nightclub here. I have my vitamin business. I'm launching Rejuvicare. What are you doing? Now, I get it. You're busy being a housewife, but maybe you shouldn't tell your sister that you're also going to be here working. She's had the hardest time.
You don't even
just saying.
Get out of my room.
What are you laughing at, Melissa?
Just all the business he was rattling off. I just thought was funny.
That guy's a boosh.
He is, isn't he?
Oh, that's Sky. That's Courtney's baby daddy, but he's been a boosh for a long time.
And everybody in the family hates this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we get Khloe on and we ask her about that. We ask her to give sisters advice. If their sister is in a relationship with a dude that you don't agree with, how do you handle that? Mm-hmm. And she also tells us that the tabloids got so up in her head by saying that she was pregnant that she actually took a pregnancy test because she thought maybe they knew something she didn't.
Hi.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
I'm good, how are you guys?
We're doing good. You're on the Burt Show right now.
Yay.
Yay for all of us. How are you today?
I'm great.
I think a lot of our listeners can either learn a lot or not a lot for the way you're handling Scott and your sister's whole relationship thing here. Like, if we've got anybody that has a sister that's in a really crappy relationship, what advice do you give as far as, like, handling that whole situation?
Well, I mean, I think at first I wasn't handling, or I don't think I was handling it right at first. I think I was way too involved. I mean, I'm very protective over my sisters. And
of course.
I feel like, you know, love is blind and an outsider looking in sometimes. I mean, I was definitely for years letting her do her thing, but it's almost like, okay, enough is enough. Let's figure it out. But the more I would get involved, the more defensive she would get to protect him, especially now that, like, Mason's here, because she feels like this is my family and I don't know. It's like a different type of protection now. So I am now doing the opposite. I am now trying to stay completely out of it. Now I am. Now we're filming season 5, so I'm really trying to stay away from Scott and trying to have some peace, but it's not just me who doesn't like him.
Yeah, you must want to shake her sometimes and go, okay, this is not just a me thing here. Everybody in the family dislikes this dude.
Well, I'm trying to also say, you know, I'm not her. I don't walk in her shoes every day, so, you know, maybe she sees things that I don't see, and obviously he, you know, treats her a way that I don't see it. I don't know. I don't really have an answer. But, you know, with doing the Miami show, it's no secret that we don't get along, Scott and I. And doing the show, Courtney asked me to go down and help her with Dash. When we did the first season, we hired all these Dash employees who I think, you know, really came to work in our store for the wrong reasons. They wanted to be on TV. So when we left and I got married and Courtney got pregnant, they basically just ditched us and left us high and dry. We had to hire new girls over the phone. When we came back this time, the store was like in shambles. So we had to basically do an overhaul on the store.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney asked me to come down and help her, but I basically was leaving my family, my beautiful, peaceful environment, to now go live under the same roof with Scott, Mason, and Courtney. So there was a lot this season. There's a lot more fighting and tension between all of us, because who in the hell would be comfortable with that?
And how did your husband feel about that?
Well, I mean, I was gone a week there and a week back. I was trying to make everyone happy. I was trying to. Lamar at first was like, sure, go. And then when I went, he was like, I want you to come back home. And because I used to go on the road with him a couple days if he was on long road trips. So then I would come back, and then Courtney would give me, I'm a single mother, I can't do this on my own. Like, I would be so many guilt trips going on every end that I finally said, fine, I'll do a week with you, and then when Lamar goes on the road, then I'll go with Courtney. And then when Lamar comes back to L.A., I'll be in L.A.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of travel.
That is a total lot.
It's a lot, but that's, I mean, I was trying to make everyone happy, but now, you know, I understand Courtney's doing what's best for her and her family, and that's what I have to do for me.
Are there any ever, like, attention sibling rivalries between you and Courtney? Like, I mean, you guys are both on this reality TV show. You're both beloved, but do you ever feel like there's some jealousy issues between the two of y'all?
Not between Courtney and I at all. Courtney and I, we do get along really well, and Courtney does not care. Courtney could care less who's paying her attention. She's just not that girl. Like, she's never been as a kid. Like, she's just not that type of person. Kim and I, we are more competitive. I'm not jealous of Kim in any way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's beautiful and talented and does, I love everything she does, but we're just more competitive, which I don't think that there's a problem with that.
So Khloe Kardashian joining the Burt Show this morning.
Khloe, there's been a whole bunch of rumors that you and Lamar are expecting. Can you, like, squash those rumors or confirm those rumors?
Yeah, well, I have no idea where they came from. They say that it's confirmed and this and that. I'm not pregnant, but I've also said, you know, there's also, I don't expect that if I was 2 months pregnant for health concerns, I'm not going to be sitting here and saying, oh, yes, I am, and no, I'm not, just because there's the health of a person at this point. But I don't know where people come up with these stories. Like, I want to know who confirmed it, and I'm 2 months pregnant, someone says, and then someone else says I have a baby name. Who are you guys talking to?
Does that make you reevaluate who's in your friend group? Because would you think it's like a friend or family member that would spread the initial rumor?
Oh, no, because I'm not. So I think it's really anyone from, I have no idea. I don't know if magazines are allowed to just, mm-hmm, make it up and say, like, a source said. Like, I don't know how that all works, but I have no idea. But even, like, on a cover, it says Kim and Reggie are back together, and now Kim's pregnant. I'm like, where are you? She's in New York right now. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Can we address future rumors that haven't started it yet? Like, why, why are you guys breaking up?
Who?
You guys. I mean, it's obviously a rumor that hasn't started yet, but I think...
I was like, what? I mean, you know what? People come up with the craziest things. I have no idea. But I will tell you how these things can mess with your head so much. So the rumor was I was pregnant. Even my stepdad called me because we leave him out of everything. And Bruce was like, are you pregnant? I was like, no, I'm sorry, Bruce. I would tell you if I was, I promise. So, this is how confused I was. Then it was everywhere on TMZ, on Perez Hilton. Every magazine was calling my publicist. So I'm so nuts that I went out and got a pregnancy test. I was like, what if they know something that I don't?
They knew it before you did.
Yeah, but, like, that's how confused I got.
That's awesome. That's funny.
I was like, I don't want to lie, so let me figure this out. And Lamar comes home and sees a pregnancy test. He's like, what's going on? And I was like, everyone says I'm pregnant. He's like, okay.
That's funny.
I don't know. He's like, you let the magazines confuse you? I was like, yes, I'm sorry.
So I was going to ask you about the whole radio thing, because you had a radio show, and I just was curious, like, what you were most surprised about, like, what you didn't expect when you were hosting your show.
Well, it was... The first time I did it was in the first season I went to Miami, which I loved. The second time I did it, it was just a different format. It was pre-taped, and it was flowed a lot more better. It flowed a lot easier. Because it was pre-taped, and I don't think I was so nervous or felt like I had to get every question out by a certain time, which I know that's not, like, ideal. Everything can't be pre-taped. But I don't think I didn't think I would ever be nervous in life, and I'm so nervous doing radio.
Really?
Really.
I just get, like, scared. Like, am I asking good questions? Do these people think I'm an idiot? Like, I don't know what the other person's thinking, but I try to think when I do interviews, I don't think anyone, I never look at anyone, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Did we ask good
Did
questions?
Did we ask okay questions?
Yeah, you guys ask great questions, but how you guys are very, like, talkative, and it's very natural. I don't think I'm listening to what they're saying. Like, I think I'm just concerned about what to ask next.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
All right. The show comes on. It's Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on E. Do I have that right?
Yep, Sunday nights, 10 o'clock on E.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And good luck with the baby.
Thank you.
Bye, Chloe.
You're on The Burt Show.